Yesterday, Tuesday, June 4th, Red Wave Volunteer Fire Department responded to an unpermitted burn pile dangerously close to a residence near the intersection of Orchard and Redwood Drive. The Red Wave Volunteer Fire Department is asking the public to refrain from unpermitted burning and to exercise caution to prevent fire hazards.
My name is Milton Anderson. I am a firefighter with Red Wave Fire, and some thoughts on coming into the fire season. It is best, if you're going to be doing burn piles, to get a burn permit. They're free. You can go to the website and get it. Also, make sure you have water on hand, and you're not putting your burn pile right next to a building or any other flammable.
The department reminds the public that Red Wave and other local non-state and non-federal departments are staffed by volunteers. They ask that you follow safety protocols and respect their efforts in protecting the community.
We at Red Wave Fire and all the rest of the volunteer fire departments around here, we don't get paid. And we're expected to have the same knowledge and the same training as the paid departments are. So it's a huge commitment for the volunteer. And we all do the best we can. And we all get up in the middle of the night or leave our jobs like I just did. It's very, very important, and training is very, very important.
Multiple Southern Humboldt Fire agencies and CAL FIRE will be attending an annual wildland readiness drill this Sunday, June 9th, at the Community Park in Garberville. There will be impact on local traffic with a number of fire apparatus and training attendees arriving early and departing in the afternoon. CAL FIRE's Air Resources will also be participating to simulate a real-life response and facilitate teamwork between air and ground resources. Again, residents can expect to see a large number of fire apparatus on the ground and the air Sunday, June 9th at the Community Park in Garberville.